My name's Miran Rysik, and I'm the CIO at Severn Trent, the water utility in the UK.
Okay, so what brings you to this event?
I think the challenge with regards water as a resource in the UK is immense. It's a UK resource, and we've got to look at how we best utilise it across the whole country. Mm. In other sectors, like electricity and gas, they've got grids, they're more advanced in smart metering. So for me, it's an opportunity to see how the other sectors are addressing their issues in their power utility areas and see what we can learn. Also, importantly, there is a view that says we should be coming together. I agree, we should be coming together more to, say, utilise smart meters together, get the same standards, look at the same sort of regulatory controls around us to give a better opportunity to invest. So it's an opportunity to learn.
Okay, and what were you actually involved in the debates this morning?
I was in the audience for one of the debates.
What, did you find anything interesting came from that?
Yes, I did. I actually thought there were some interesting ideas about looking at how the regulator sets their industry up to deliver the best services, the most sustainable services for its customers. And there were debate about, maybe is the length of time too short? Maybe it should be 8 years for companies to get more return on their investment. There was discussion about the pace of trying to introduce things like smart meters into the country in terms of trying to get people more aware, customers more aware of their use of these resources. Mm-hmm. And I thought that some of the insights in terms of could the utility sectors work closer together? Could the regulators refashion the way that the sectors are regulated to actually drive a more rapid rollout of it? So that was really, really interesting stuff.
That sounds great, okay. In 2016, energy demand is expected to outstrip current production. How do you think we're going to cope with that?
I think there are two sides of the equation, if I look into it. I can come back to a Severn Trent slant on it. I think actually we've got to address the usage side of power. So smart metering, smart grids, a smarter way of using the resource has been shown to reduce its usage by 10, 15, 20%. So that side of the scales, I think, is something we should be doing now. On the generation side, I think it's clear to me we've really got to have a clear policy in terms of building new generation plants, whether it's nuclear or whatever, and we need to start that now. So I can see two sides. If I look at it from our water sector, we have got a commitment in our business to raise the generation generation of electricity and power within through environmentally sustainable means to around 25-30% through wind and other methods, and we've actually got a plan to try to do that so we can reduce our power usage over that time.
And how do you feel about managing fluctuations in that sort of power so that we can have a regular supply in the future?
Well, I'm not an expert in how we manage the fluctuations. In the debate I've just come from, there was a lot of rather concerned conversations about peaks getting higher and the peaks exceeding supply in the next 5 years or so. My only observation and learning so far is in that time frame, to cut those peaks down, we'll have to be looking at maybe different pricing models to incentivise customers to use power in a more smoother way, so at night rather than during the peak times during the day, and coming back to using the technology to switch on and off various devices at the right sorts of times to smooth it.
And do you think that's something that has to be led by the businesses rather than led by the consumer? Are you feeling that you have to educate people?
Yeah, that's a really great question. One of the early messages is that I'm beginning to pick up from this is well, firstly, the early debates is it the government, is it the sector, is it the customers, and there seems to be some polarisation of some of these views initially. My view is actually, I think, first of all, I think they all play an equal part, and increasingly I'm beginning to come to the position of saying I think it's the customer that should drive this. So if they were informed of what's happening, how they need to change their behaviour, that will incentivise the sector and probably influence the political people and the regulators to actually change the way their sectors are structured. So in a way, I'm kind of settling on saying, yeah, all three areas need to contribute, but maybe the customer needs to be more informed so that they can actually drive legislation, they can, which might then drive financial incentives for companies to invest differently.
And are you finding at this event that all the other businesses are quite open to having these conversations?
Yeah, they are. I mean, again, this is the first event I've attended like this. I've met several people I've already met in the industry. It was the first event, and it's been a fantastic opportunity to see how everyone comes together. And to be absolutely frank, I think gas, electricity, and water sector all have the same challenges. So really, if we're coming together like this, why can't we just come up with one cohesive plan and then execute it? And it just seems to me that we've got the willingness there, but maybe it just needs a prime mover to just harness it all together and say, let's put this plan together. Don't know where that'll come from, but that's where I'm getting to in my thinking.